A court ruling in India today struck a blow to gay people who have been fighting for years to live openly in that country's deeply conservative society. The Indian Supreme Court voided a lower court ruling that had overturned a colonial-era law criminalizing homosexuality. The end result is that the law, which makes gay sex illegal, remains in effect in India. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar joins us from Delhi with the latest. Sanjoy, welcome.
Hello.
Well, how are people reacting to this?
Well, there's been a massive outpouring of anger, of disappointment, particularly from the gay community, but also from rights activists and many, many Indians who believe that this is a blow to personal freedom and personal choice. Some are describing it as a black day in India. Many in the gay community who had celebrated in 2009 when the lower court had actually struck down this law, saying at that time that they'd finally felt free, now felt that India had gone back several decades. That this was not just a blow to their way of life, but also it meant that the road ahead was going to be very, very difficult because now this was going to be very tough to overturn.
And we should say that this law is rarely used to prosecute people, but apparently it has been used by the police to harass gays.
Yes, that's right. Under this law, gay sex, which is described in the law as unnatural, is a punishable offence with a prison term of up to 10 years. But as you say, it's almost never been used. What does happen, though, is that it gives the police and the law enforcement authorities and others a handle to, you know, to harass the community, to intimidate them. In many cases, if a gay couple are out and about in a public space, it means that they can not just be abused, but sometimes asked for bribes and so on. So it becomes very difficult for them to live with their sexuality openly or even come out in the public simply because of the kind of backlash it often attracts.
And this law is 153 years old. It dates back to the British Empire. Some people in this country may be quite surprised that the court would uphold something on an issue like this where there's been so much change around the world over the past many years.
Well, what the court said today, effectively what it was doing was responding to petitions by a number of groups, conservative groups, religious groups from the Hindu, Muslim and Christian communities who had opposed the earlier court ruling, the lower court ruling in 2009. And today the Supreme Court judge basically came out and said that this is not an issue that the courts can determine. This is something that only Parliament can determine because Parliament is the body that makes laws. And therefore, they had the right as the representative of Indians to decide whether this law needed to be changed or not. But that's something which many people are very angry with, saying the courts are simply abdicating their responsibility because this isn't so much an issue about choice and lifestyle. It's really an issue about personal freedom and your democratic right.
Well, what's Parliament going to do?
Well, the problem is that even though a number of politicians, lawmakers have come out today opposing the court ruling, it's going to be very difficult for political parties to take on the anti-gay lobby, to take on conservative, social and religious groups who do have quite a lot of influence. We are heading into an election year next year, which means that that's a time when political parties are wary of taking on anything that's controversial, anything which affects fringe groups, but may not be condoned by the majority. And therefore, it's unlikely that Parliament will do anything on this. Certainly, it's not going to be something that politicians are likely to take a lead on, which means that effectively all that the gay community and others who are fighting this are left to do is to, first of all, mount a legal challenge, try and somehow overturn the Supreme Court ruling, but also try and lobby politicians and push for this. But that is going to be a very long battle, many fear.
Sanjoy, talk about the religious aspect to this. I know that Muslim groups have come out and said this is the right decision by the court, but Muslims only make up, what, 12 to 13% of the Indian population?
Well, when this decision was opposed in 2008, it wasn't just Muslim groups who opposed it. There were groups or clerics from the church, but also from the majority Hindu faith who make up 80% of the population. Now, what they basically said was that this decision to overturn it went against what they described as core Indian values and culture. And really what they're expressing is a conservative view, which may not be widespread, but which is certainly that held by an influential majority. India has always been somewhat duplicitous, if you like, or hypocritical, if you like, on the issue of homosexuality. It's something that is very present in Indian society. It's even condoned. What is not done is people don't like talking about it or dealing with it out in the open. So it's quite common for people who have gay family members to suggest that they go out and marry someone of the opposite sex, even if they can continue living the life that they do.
And even though many Bollywood movies portray gay relationships.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think certainly in the last few years, we've had a number of Bollywood movies which have touched upon the theme. We have a fairly active gay community. There are writers, there are poets, there are musicians and artists. There's no overarching gay icon, if you like, or celebrity gay, or a gay celebrity like the kind you have certainly in the States and elsewhere. But you do have a fairly active community, and that community today is very vocal and express the way they feel with this latest ruling.
The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar joining us from Delhi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Jeremy, the stand that Pope Francis has taken towards gay rights is part of the reason why Time magazine named him Person of the Year today.
Yes, today.
Absolutely. The Pope has urged Catholics to put aside what he's called small-minded rules and instead emphasize compassion when dealing with sensitive topics. And on our Facebook page, Anthony Scannell says his message needs all the attention and promotion it can get, but Boston Dan thinks it's too soon. Let us know your thoughts at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.